This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، is it allowed to make dua against the oppressors? You guys, I went quiet. Why? Are you afraid?
Yes.
Are you afraid of the oppressors? اللهم استعان. Is it allowed to make dua against the oppressors, the abusers, those who are unfortunately taking advantage of the weak and the vulnerable? Is it allowed to make it specific by mentioning people by name? So this is a discussion for this dua that we have in the Quran, in Surah Nuh, chapter 71, ayat from 26 until 28, which is the end of the surah, 26 to 28, inshallah ta'ala. The dua or the words of Nuh alayhi salam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documented for us and recorded for us in the Quran. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يَضُلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. This is a very scary dua, especially coming from someone like Nuh alayhi salam. He says, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported him saying, Nuh supplicated and prayed, my Lord, do not leave a single disbeliever on earth. For if you spare any of them, they will certainly mislead your servants and give birth only, and they will give birth only to wicked sinners, staunch disbelievers. And he says, my Lord, forgive me, my parents, and whoever enters my house in faith, and all believing men and women, and increase the wrongdoers only in destruction. Did you guys hear that dua? That dua led to what? Led to what? The flood. Allah answered the dua of Nuh alayhi salam, and led to the destruction of the people at that time. Which is why the ulama today, they're asking the question, is it permissible to make this dua? Like, are we allowed to use the dua of Nuh alayhi salam against our oppressors, against the disbelievers, against the IDF, for example, in Gaza, those who take advantage of the weak and so on? Are you allowed to make this dua? So that's what the ulama, they have the dispute over this matter, because some of them, they say, no, you cannot. Why? Because Nuh himself, on the day of judgment, what is he going to say? And if you learn the hadith of Shafa'ah, the long hadith of Shafa'ah, Nuh alayhi salam, the people will be going to Adam, they were going to Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking Allah azza wa jalla to begin the account. And every prophet of the list of that we mentioned will have an excuse to spare themselves from making this dua, or say, I can't, I'm not the one qualified for this. What caused Nuh alayhi salam to feel disqualified for making that plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What was that? This dua. He said, when the people come to him, Ya Nuh, you're the messenger of God, the first messenger ever. You're the one who did, you want this and that. He said, Nafsi, Nafsi, stay away from me, stay away from me. I worry about myself. Allah has given me an answered call, an answered dua, and I made it against the people. So I fear the result of that destruction. So that's why they say, if Nuh himself regretted that dua at some point, then he shouldn't be doing that. However, the other opinion says, look, even the Prophet ﷺ, he made dua against the disbelievers. And he even made dua against disbelievers by name. He made dua against tribes. Like he said, Allahumma alayka bi ra'al wa dhaqwan. Ra'al wa dhaqwan, they betrayed the emissaries the Prophet ﷺ sent with them, and they killed them. So the Prophet made dua against them 40 days in salah. Qunut, making dua against them for the people that say ameen for it, right? And also the Prophet ﷺ in the Battle of Badr, what did he say? قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ عَلَيْكَ بِأَبِي جَهْلٍ ابن هِشَامٍ وَعَلَيْكَ بِعُتْبَ وَعَلَيْكَ بِأُمَيَّ ابْنُ خَلَفٍ وَعَلَيْكَ So he started calling them by name. Ya Allah, do with this person, do with this person, take care of this person. And all these people who were named in the dua of the Prophet ﷺ were killed on the battlefield. So from that, the ulama, they say, it is okay to make that dua against the oppressors and against those who are wrongdoers. But we're not talking about wrongdoers who wrong you on an individual level. Like someone, for example, cheated you with a business deal, or someone, you know, hurt you with a few words over here, or someone did, that. I mean, it's better for you to make dua for their guidance. But am I allowed to make dua against them? Ya Allah, do with this person for what they've hurt me so much? You are, seems to be. But better for them to make dua, because these are not believers. We talk about believers here right now. But those disbelievers, to call for a mass destruction for all of them, that's where the ulama, they have the issue. Because that was the time of Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah gave him that answer, and that was it. Which is why, subhanAllah, specifically from the time of Musa alayhi salam, khalas, there was no more destruction for nations. All the nations that were destroyed before, like what? The people of Hud, the people of Lut, the people of... They were all destroyed, those nations. But the nation that where that destruction stopped was at the time of Musa alayhi salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to Musa against the Fir'aun, who was destroyed? The Fir'aun and his army. What about Egypt? Was it destroyed? It wasn't. The people, the followers of Fir'aun, were they destroyed? No. So that destruction was removed. So that's why you have the option to make dua for their guidance. Or if you believe that, you know what, where I am right now, these people, they crossed every decent line that you can even think of. And like we were talking about this last night with Sheikh Omar, is it allowed to make dua against those oppressors in Gaza, for example, who killed innocent people, men and women, indiscriminately, and having joy, practice, you know, their shooting skills on them? Absolutely. Those people just say, may Allah curse them. May they be cursed. May they be destroyed. May Allah do with them and show us an example in their destruction. Because they've crossed every single offensive line, whether it's actually moral, religious, and even international law. And they heed for nothing. So there is no justice that's going to bring them, you know, to their knees except for the divine justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're the advocate. So you make dua for them, basically, to bring justice for the oppressed. So therefore, this dua, be careful using it. As we practice it, like I said, you don't use it for anybody. But if there is a situation where there's a great injustice and oppression from those disbelievers, then definitely make that dua against them. What about against a Muslim nation? Can I make dua of destruction against a Muslim nation? No, you shouldn't. You should ask for their guidance. Ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver them out of this injustice, to bring justice in their hand. But if someone wronged you specifically, are you allowed to make dua against them? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قال, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah does not like from you to express those words, ill words of dua against others, إلا من ظلم, except those who've been wronged. Although Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وأن تعفو وتغفر, that if you forgive, if you overlook, if you have safh with them, that is better for you. So take the route of ihsan and forgiveness better than the route of vengeance and revenge. Again, it's allowed for you to seek that route, but it's better for you to have that peace, inshallah, in your heart, bidnillahi azza wa jalla. So we're going to make this dua, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. As you guys can see, we still have two more du'as, inshallah, to cover, bidnillahi azza wa jalla. Rabbi, la tadar ala al-ardi min al-kafirina ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا ربي اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تجد الظالمين إلا تبارا ربي لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تزد الظالمين إلا تبارا ربي لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا إنك إن تذرهم يضلوا عبادك ولا يلدوا إلا فاجرا كفارا رب اغفر لي ولوالدي ولمن دخل بيتي مؤمنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات ولا تجد الظالمين إلا تبارا ربي ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة ونجني من القوم الظالمين ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم وقهم السيئات ومن تق السيئات يومئذ فقد رحمته واجعلهم من الفائزين ربي انصرني على القوم المفسدين ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون ربي هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. آمين يا رب العالمين.